can poetry strengthen community and offer new perspectives? Dr. Elizabeth Jones, Associate Professor of English at Warwick Community College in Salisbury, offers up some concrete examples. She tells us about Echoes from the Margins, a speaker series celebrating the 30th year of the college's literary magazine, Echoes and Visions.
The 200-plus member audience filled the auditorium at Warwick Community College. The group consisted of college students, a group from nearby Pocomoke High School, university professors, poets, whole families, at least one community book club, literary aficionados, and those attending a literary event for the first time in their lives. They all erupted in applause and cheers as the speaker, poet Terence Hayes, read a selection from his most recent book, American Sonnets for My Past and Future Assassin. The National Book Award winner uses language to explore themes of culture, race, music, politics, and masculinity. What would make such a diverse collection of people from all over the Lower Eastern Shore cheer like fans at a basketball game, at a poetry reading? One young student remarked about hearing the poet read. He told the sonnets. He spoke to everyone in the room, no matter what their backgrounds or races or ages. He spoke to us. Others in the audience couldn't wait until the question and answer period after the reading to ask Terence Hayes about the life of a poet and how to be in a world of uncertainty and fear. They mingled in the hall for an hour afterwards to ask questions and share their stories about race, about their own struggles and triumphs, about their frustrations and their hopes. The Hayes reading was one of the key events in a year-long speaker series called Echoes from the Margins, a year of amplifying silenced voices. Supported by a generous grant from Maryland Humanities, the series celebrates the 30th year of Echoes and Visions, Warwick Community College's literary magazine. We invited a wide variety of poets to the college campus. Meg Day broadened our understanding of voice with themes of deafness, gender, and relationships. W.D. Earhart's experiences in the Vietnam War made us think about violence in family and our responsibilities to one another. James Allen Hall showed us the painful world of addiction and love that transcends it. It seems that we have so many reasons not to know one another. How do we begin to shock ourselves out of our comfortable places? Poets use the meanings and textures of language to show us the complexities and beauty of this world and each other. We just have to listen. Poetry creates a place where we can peek into the experience of someone else. With it, we can safely explore our differences, validate our own experiences, challenge our perceptions, and encourage our understanding of one another. Echoes from the Margins at Warwick Community College will continue through the spring. Our next event is a reading with poet Erica Meitner on February 1st. All events in our year-long celebration are free, open to the public, and take place at the Warwick Community College campus. We are grateful to Maryland Humanities and to our Warwick partners for supporting these opportunities to celebrate poetry and to discover community.
Learn more about the series at warwick.edu. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.